Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 18th, 1952, government, in the face of vehement criticism from its own members, succeeded in passing the Civil Establishments Order. The order was passed at 3:15 a.m. by an 8-4 margin and increased the salaries of technical personnel and department heads in the civil service. According to the Barbados Advocate, the debate, said to be the longest legislative session in the history of the colony, lasted 11 hours. Not only did opposition members attack the government, but leading Barbados Labour Party members such as Winter Crawford and T.T. Lewis called for a pay hike for the rank and file. Surprisingly, Fred Gollop, leader of the opposition in the House of Assembly, was the only member of the opposition to support the government on the resolution. Indeed, the debate was such a stormy one that Grantley Adams was quoted by the Advocate as having said, "I have succeeded in destroying the rule of privileged parties, only to see the rule of ministerial government practically shattered this morning." In explaining the reason for the increase for technical personnel and departmental heads, Adams argued that salaries paid in Barbados were low, and it was very difficult to find suitably qualified persons to fill certain positions in the civil service. He told the House of the difficulty in obtaining the services of teachers, an executive engineer for the Department of Highways and Transport, and a labor commissioner. According to Adams, the post of accountant general was vacant for 18 months before it could be filled. And when that happened, the colony could only obtain the services of a retired civil servant. The open criticism of government this day, June the 18th, 1952, especially by T.T. Lewis, reflected the growing disenchantment with the leadership of the Barbados Labour Party. It would later lead to the exodus of key members of the BLP to form the Democratic Labour Party.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.